Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Secret. May I please have the zip code to locate the account?
Okay. 78375. I don't know what account you're looking for, but I had a charge from this phone number on my bank account.
Okay, and your first and last name?
Can I ask where I'm calling from first or calling to?
We're a third-party call center that handles customer support for a variety of online vendors.
Oh, okay, so we got a fraudulent charge here. Okay. All right, I needed to know that because I don't know where this charge came from. I've never seen this charge before. So that's what you're telling me. Okay. Can you give me the name of the company that you work for?
I will need to have the account located, ma'am.
Account located? I don't have an account with you all.
If you're getting charges from us, that means that there is an account.
I'm sorry?
If you're getting charges from us, that means that there is an account, and I would just have to get that located before I can explain the charges.
Well, I don't even know what account it is because I've never seen the charges.
May I have your first and last name?
My first and last name to locate my account. You can locate my account with first and last name. If I give you John Smith, you can find John Smith.
Ma'am, may I have your first and last name, please?
Selena Munoz.
Thank you. And for security purposes, could you verify the shipping address?
I don't even know what shipping you're talking about, honey. That's why I'm asking. I've got this number for my bank account because I got a charge for my bank account.
Yes, ma'am, I understand. And could you verify your address?
P.O. Box 427.
Is there another one?
449 Southwest 9th.
This starts with a 7.
701 North Texas Boulevard.
Thank you. And I see that you entered the sweepstakes for the generator on July 17th, paying $574.
Yeah. How do I get this off my card? Oh, my God.
And so this was a sweepstakes entry where you only had to pay the $574 to enter. And in the terms and conditions, it stated that within the next 48 hours, you'll be billed $6732. And that starts the first month membership and buys you a $125 gift card to the discount shopping store online.
That was my son was messing with my phone and he saw a generator for $24. How do I get this crap off? Please. Oh, my Jesus Christ. I need to get this off, ma'am. I need to take it off completely. I need a complete refund. Oh, my God.
Ma'am. So I did get the account canceled to prevent all future charges. And with you agreeing to the terms and conditions, I can issue you a 35% refund. And you should see that back into your account within 3 to 5 business days.
67, 6732 and 574 is what you charged me. And then 7813, that's $73 and you're only going to give me 35% back?
Okay, well, with you agreeing to the terms and conditions, ma'am, the best I could do is a 50% refund.
50%?
Correct.
Oh, my God. Oh, yeah, I knew this had to be a scam because I don't remember this baloney. Oh, my God. So I'm only going to get
You should see that back into your account within 3 to 5 business days.
So I'm only going to get 36.53 back. That's it.
33.66.
33.66. But you charged me 73.06, right?
We charged you 67.32.
And what was the 574 for?
That was to enter the sweepstakes.
Oh, Lord, this you're scamming from every left side. What is the name of your company, ma'am?
Consumer Gadgets.
Consumer Gadgets. Okay, I will report y'all to the Better Business Bureau. And I no offense, no nothing personal, ma'am. Okay.
Well,
so
it won't
I'm
be necessary because they're going to contact us, and then we're going to send them the terms and conditions that you agreed to, and they're only going to issue you a credit pending the investigation, and then once they see that that charge is valid, we will receive that money back.
So you're only going to give me $33.66, but then you're going to take it back?
What do you mean, take what back, ma'am?
I don't understand. I paid you...
The $33.66 was a refund that you would receive. And we wouldn't take anything back.
$33.66, but you charged me $67.32.
Correct. It's a 50% refund.
So you're making money anyway.
Ma'am, just bear with me one moment while I speak with my supervisor to see what else I could do. Okay, so my supervisor did get back with me, and she did state as a one-time courtesy, I can't issue that full refund, and you should see it back into the account within 3 to 5 business days. Let me know when you're ready for the cancellation number.
Yes, I need that cancellation number. Go ahead.
C as in Charlie. 2610.
Yes.
81594. Is there anything else I could do for you?
Hold on. C is in Charlie, 2610815594. Is that correct?
Correct.
And that's for the total of $67.32?
Correct.
Okay. Do you have an employee ID or an agent ID, ma'am?
No, ma'am.
Okay. And this is Consumer Gadgets. Okay. And 3 to 5 business days.
Correct.
Thank you.
Thank you for calling the customer support. You have a great day.